So I have to ask you about your dog, Gary, who's now a kind of famous dog, and you use him as your profile picture on Twitter. And he's what kind of dog is he?
He is a French bulldog, and he's
Okay.
right here in the studio with me.
Yeah, you get to take him everywhere. It's like, I don't know that they usually let dogs in the NPR studio. You're in the NPR bureau in New York. Is he officially a therapy dog?
I didn't get him for that, but he's very soothing to have around. He's licking my hand right now. He's
Oh
just
my
very
God, I hear
nice to
him
have
licking your
around.
hand.
Can you hear him?
Yes. Let's listen. Oh my God, that is such a loud lick.
Well, he has a very big tongue. Well, at least it's not that wet, but it's a very, very long tongue.
So, did you have him certified as a therapy dog so you could like take him onto planes and things like that?
Yes. Yeah, so he sits with me on the plane. Frequently, he sits in the chair and I sit on the ground.
So how did you find him?
I got him here in New York, in the village, at a very tragic pet store. So
And
he looks like he was from like a puppy mill. He's not, everything is sort of wrong with him.
what attracted you to him?
The tongue. No, I don't even know if the tongue was like that when I first got him. It just gradually got longer and longer and never went into his mouth.
I can't believe I still hear him licking you.
He is still licking me. I'll put my hand up. He follows me everywhere. He's the most well-behaved dog I've ever had, and I didn't train him. He can give you a high five. He sits like Winston Churchill, though. He really does. I can't even. You'll have to. I'll post a picture where you'll see.